AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Absolute Radio Country is filled with the best sounds from Nashville 24 hours a day. But even we can't fit in everything. You'll find the full story right here. This is Country Music Talk, the podcast that takes you behind the scenes of the world of country music.
Welcome to the Country Music Talk podcast, where you can hear the biggest names in country music telling the stories behind their songs, sharing the latest news, and giving us all the gossip on life in Music City and beyond. I'm Baylen Leonard, and you can catch me on Absolute Radio Country. Listen on DAB Radio in the UK, on the free Rayo app, or you can just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country. Right, let's get on with the podcast.
This is the Country Music Talk podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
Josh Ross, welcome back to the UK.
We're here.
The last time that we saw you in the UK, backstage at Highways Festival.
Crazy.
Royal Albert Hall, Fancy Pants.
Yes. That was, everybody still asks, probably most legendary venue I've played in. That's probably, it's still it.
Yeah, it's probably had the most red velvet of any venue you've been in.
It was so cool. We got to do the tour of that venue. I got to walk across the, they have like a mesh top where you can walk on the top of the building and like look down on the stage.
Are you afraid of heights?
That was... I'm afraid of falling, if that makes sense.
I guess when people are afraid of heights, that's the thing they're afraid of.
Yeah. Well, I'm not scared of like being high, but like at the moment that I feel like I could fall, I get shaky.
And have you ever been on any of those glass floor things?
Like I'm fine on those.
You're fine on those?
Yeah.
Have you been to the Grand Canyon?
Because
they've got a glass floor
I haven't done that. CN Tower CN Tower in Toronto's got a glass floor.
Yes. Can you lay down on it, though? That's the key.
Yeah, I can lay down on it.
Can you?
Yeah.
No, that's the bit. Because as long as you got your feet there, it's one thing. But if you lay down on it and just look down, that makes you go ookie.
Yeah. We did the what was the wheel thing last night called?
Oh, the London Eye.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good.
That was cool.
Yeah, but it's like a huge pod, so that's all right.
That felt very safe.
Yeah, it's very safe in there. So, it's good views though, isn't it?
That was awesome. Very cool. Yeah, we went just as the sun was going down and
That is what I tell everybody to do.
Spectacular.
Everybody who comes in and goes, should I do the eye? Because they think, it's a touristy thing, which it is.
Yeah.
But if you do it right as the sun's going down, you get the day, you get the sunset, it's perfect.
It was great. No, I enjoyed that and but yeah, I like heights. Heights are cool.
Okay. Yeah. Are you afraid? Do you have any fears?
I'm not a huge fan of snakes.
Okay.
Yeah. Snakes. It's probably snakes then spiders.
So Highways was your UK debut, right?
Yes.
And we were talking backstage and you were kind of a little bit, because it wasn't even this year. It was year before, wasn't it, when you did this?
So yes, it was last year.
And things were just ramping up for you
then. Yeah, it was great. Yeah, I think it was like us, Brett Young. I'm trying to remember who else was on that day. But it was... Yeah.
I was introducing you.
Yeah, it's fantastic.
I didn't sing. You haven't seen me, but I've seen you twice since then because since Highways, I was in Canada both this year and last year for the Canadian Country Music Awards.
There you go.
And every time I play your song, which is like every day.
Thank you.
I always say you were like the king of the CCMAs.
Hey.
It was you won so many awards, including the Biggie Entertainer of the Year. But it's exciting as a fan to see you in that environment because, of course, you've been living in Nashville and you're a big noise in that scene, but there must be something special for you about going home and getting that recognition as well.
Yeah, I mean, I'm always so grateful for, you know, that's where I come from and to have the support of Canada kind of wherever I go is really awesome. And then the CCMAs for me is always like a reevaluation of how the past year went because, you know, we're always just moving and traveling, going to the next place. And honestly, the CCMAs, I got to spend 3 or 4 days in one place, which was really nice.
Yeah.
And then you kind of just reflect on what's happened since the last time I was there. And to see the growth and the fans. Kelowna was really beautiful this year, which was out on the west coast of Canada. And Yeah, gorgeous.
I'd never even heard of Kelowna until I went there.
Yeah, that was my first time, so it was yeah, special.
Stunning. Yeah. The lake, the mountains, it was glorious. And then, of course, the big old awards, but you also got a chance to do so many different things, because I think, I can't remember if it was the day of or the day before, day after, whatever, there's so many things going on, but then it was like a breakfast at a pizza place.
Yeah.
And you were singing there, and I was having breakfast pizza.
Yeah.
Which... I didn't know was a thing, but it certainly is.
They
now.
Made it. They made it a thing. Yeah.
Yeah. They made it.
Yeah,
no, it was good.
Yeah. Universal did like a brunch lunch hang, I guess.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's fun to play a couple. That was my first time playing "Scared of Getting Sober" on acoustic, which was cool. And yeah, just playing some of these songs off the record, which is fun.
And I guess also must be nice for you now, because you're playing such big rooms and big audiences consistently now, to go and do something like that where everybody's munching on breakfast pizza.
Yeah, it's a lot of familiar people. Like it's good to see. Yeah, and it's just good to like, it's rewarding to like go back and play new songs for the people that like you started it with, if that makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, it does.
Because I feel like they, out of even, you know, more than even me, see like the evolution of the music, and hopefully that I've gotten better as a vocalist and as a songwriter. And so it's always rewarding to do that with those people.
Oh yeah, I'm sure it is. Later Tonight is the debut album. It came out earlier this year. Did it feel like a long time coming, that?
Very long. Yeah, yeah.
Why but did
I was
so
also
long?
Patient with it. I feel like a lot of people rush to doing a record right out of the gate. I feel like we're in a very interesting time where, you know, one song kind of goes viral or does what it does, expected to do a record right away, artists do that, and then I just don't think it's appreciated as much, if that makes sense. I spent a lot of time with singles and finally did an EP last year, and then having the record this year, it just kind of felt like it was time. I felt like for a long time, it didn't make sense to me to do a record yet, and this was the first time where I got to be able to put a bunch of different songs together that, you know, inspire me as an artist and as a songwriter. And I felt like as a new listener, you get to know me through the album. Mm-hmm. As a repeated listener, it, you know, there was a little bit of everything too. So yeah, I love the record. I'm very excited about it.
Oh, yes. And we love all the music that's coming from it as well. I mean, you had such a when you're talking about kind of doing singles and different things, I guess you can do kind of anything you want in the music industry at the moment, because some people are just releasing single after single after single, and releasing loads of EPs, and some, you know, like there's kind of no rules about
right.
it. Right. Yeah. And single again, it was so huge for so long. I mean, it's still huge, but it also just seems like it's got such a long tail on it.
Yeah.
Like, I guess at some point you have to go, well, it's still doing great, but let's go ahead and release something else as well. When you have a song that goes as big as that goes, does it feel like a little bit of extra pressure about what you release next? Because people, like, or do you want to do something totally different?
Yeah, it's hard because it's like, okay, that's what worked or that's what connected. So how do you kind of do that again? I don't want to do the same thing over and over again, if that makes sense. I just would get bored of it as a performer and as, you know, an artist. And but yeah, there's something about that song that, you know, clearly connected with people, and trying to kind of do that again in a similar way, I think is the big thing. And it was just really cool for me to have a song that, the longevity of the song was really, really cool. And I don't think that happens as much anymore. You know, song goes up.
And it still sounds super fresh as well.
Thank you. Yeah.
Even now.
Yeah.
But then, so when, the reception that Hate How You Look got, you must have been like, whew, okay.
It's been good. Yeah, it's been good. So
because
far that one's
that was
been,
huge as well.
Yeah, no, it's been cool. It's cool because Hate How You Look is like, it's still up-tempo, but it's very different from Single Again.
It is,
And it's been probably it's my most favorite song to play live right now. Yeah. And it's just a fun song. So I'm very grateful for it so far.
A bit arty at the old CMAs. You had like some modern dance going on in there.
We were doing some dancing.
It was great.
Well, we always like every year we're like, how do we, because it's like, how many times can I sit on the piano, or how many times can I, you know, play acoustic guitar? And it's like, okay, how do we mix things up? So we did a little dancing, which was good.
Yeah, no, it was great. And when I posted it on socials, I had so many people being like, hold on, what is happening here? It's great.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
I mean, I like that because I think that a lot of times, certainly in country music, I guess, specifically, guy performers are just like, I'm going to stand here, I'm going to sing my song, and that's going to be it. And it's always super refreshing when somebody has a little bit of an eye for the stagecraft of it and for the entertainment of it.
I appreciate you saying that,
No, seriously, though, because, you know, and listen, I'm not gonna name names, but we've all been to shows where it's like, you are in an arena and you are standing there.
One spot,
In one spot. Yeah. You know, you don't even have like a screen. Like, I've got a bigger TV screen in my house than you put up on the stage for these 20,000 people. And then maybe you'll like chug a beer.
Right.
And listen, that's great. You're doing fine.
Right, right.
It's all good. It works. But it's so nice when you go to a country gig, particularly when a male artist has made an effort.
Yeah, I think, again, just because, like, for me, I would get bored.
But you know what? The audience is like that as well. And I don't care what anybody says. Yeah, we all want to hear a great voice.
I appreciate that.
But also, if you're...
Thank you.
Thank you. Fire. Give us fire. Give us dancing.
Giving dancing.
Give us something.
I don't know how much more dancing you guys are going to get, but that was that was my peak dancing so far. So,
do you ever want to dance?
I wish I could dance better. I mean, that's a loaded question. But growing up, I wished I could have danced, or I would have, or taken it more seriously.
Did you take any dance classes?
I took breakdancing for like a week.
Did you?
Yes.
Can you still?
No.
Can you do the worm or anything?
I could used to be able to like do the spin thing, the windmill thing.
Yeah.
A little bit.
On your head?
No, it was like a shoulder thing.
Oh, I got you. But, yeah, I know what you're saying. It feels like you need strong neck muscles.
It'd be crazy. People like slide on their heads and stuff.
I don't think your team's going to let you do that.
No.
They're like, your head is too important to us now. You are not spinning around.
I don't need any more hits to the head.
So on your head.
Yeah.
So you've been in Nashville for a while now, right? Was it like 7, 8 years?
Technically like 2018, 19. So 5, 6, 7. It all depends on who takes it seriously. I didn't have a house until 2020, so.
Did you not? Were you sleeping on people's sofas? I guess you weren't there a lot. Were you not there a lot?
Sofas, Airbnb, car. Right.
And you slept in your car?
Yeah.
That's not comfortable.
The best. Those are the best days.
Was it? See, because Lainey Wilson always talks about, like.
She was a trailer, right?
Yeah, she had a like a camper trailer in a parking lot.
It's crazy.
That's different, though, than a car.
Yeah. She probably had somewhat of a bed. I had a bed, too. I had like a foam, you know, like the foam toppers for the back.
Sure.
I had that in the back of a Pontiac Vibe, which is like a hatchback kind of style car.
Are you laying lengthwise or like?
Yeah, I could go like regularly, like head towards the steering wheel.
Okay,
area.
It sounded better.
Yeah.
So where are you eating? How are you cooking food and stuff?
Used to spend money on food.
Yeah.
And then just I started making friends, which was like the greatest thing. I mean, that's the coolest part about Nashville is like, especially then. I mean, I don't know. It's changed a lot, and I know a lot of people say that you haven't been there that long, but even in the 5, 6 years that I've been there, it's like. The bars that I used to go to, one, are either gone, or two, it's like such a touristy place now.
Yeah.
To like, used to walk in and when the first person you talked to, they were a songwriter or an artist. And then now I feel like probably most people are touristy. So it's interesting.
I mean, I feel like I go probably 3 or 4 times a year. And even that, every time I go back, I'm like, oh, wait, there was a cool bar here. And now it's a luxury high rise. So we're going to go somewhere else.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. But I spent a lot of time sleeping in the car early days, which was cool.
I don't know if I'd call it cool. Would you call it cool?
It was very simple. Simple times.
I mean, I guess there is something nice to be said for having less responsibilities.
Yeah. Like you want a lot more.
Yeah.
And once you get it, it's really great. Like I'm very blessed and I'm obviously in such a great spot and I feel awesome. But there is something about just worrying about where I was going to go drink that night and who I was going to meet.
Yeah.
And then go to bed.
Yeah.
And then wake up and do that again.
Yeah, I get that.
That was the priority, was going to Red Door and drinking or whatever bar it was. And it's just cool. It's just cool to look back and be like, okay, that was a huge, huge part of my life.
It's interesting, isn't it? Because obviously you're there kind of striving for success and trying to make a go of everything. But there's something about like the more you work, the more success you get, the harder you have to work.
Yeah, which I love. I love working. So I'm very blessed because I here's the other side that I understand. Like I know a lot of artists that have gotten into it and they're like, this is not what I thought it was going to be.
Right.
And it's just not for them. And I can totally respect that. Luckily, I really do love it a lot.
Amazing. Well, it's good to take advantage of like all the, because some artists will come and they'll just go straight. They'll sleep, do the show and get back in it. But there's it's different. People like to travel and some don't. And some people are interested in the world and some people are just kind of happy to do their thing. And they're both totally
I'm trying to figure out how to go to a play tonight. That's like my big.
What are you seeing?
We're trying to figure that out right now. I wanted to go see Lion King, but we'll see.
Have you ever seen Lion King?
Or musical, I guess.
It's magical.
Is it?
There's a.
See, everybody's saying that. We're trying to figure it
out. Giraffes, elephants.
It's I'm an outdoors guy, so like animals are, I got two dogs and I don't have any giraffes or anything.
They're not real. But
yeah, I know. They feel real.
In your mind's eye. Oh, that's great. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, the West End, you know, it's absolutely legendary. So it's great that you're getting out and doing all that. At what point in Nashville did the tours start coming? Because you've been on tour before, like, you know, your own headline thing really kicked in. There are some big people that are, you know, big fans of yours that would take you out. What was your first big one? Do you remember?
I mean, Lee Bryce was technically my first tour. And that was like all B-size-ish arenas, so like 5,000 or so people, which was incredible. But my first real like tour would have been Nickelback. And to say that, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And those were all 20 to 30,000 people. And I got to be first to three for that, which was like incredible. So those would have been, yeah, so 2023, okay. I guess was like my first real.
Is it kind of like a baptism by fire? Like you go from playing whatever size shows you were doing before and then suddenly you're in a like 20,000 seat arena?
I mean, they just set the bar so high, like whether it be the touring aspect of it, the catering, how they treat, like, so now it's funny now,
catering,
right?
Catering, yeah, that's so it's always
like,
important.
Like everything was like so good.
Yeah.
Then now it's like when you go to do certain other things, you're like, you know, you're not trying to like compare it, but it's like, dang, Nickelback was awesome.
I mean, there's nothing like a good buffet as well.
Yeah.
I cannot not get everything on a buffet.
Right.
Because I'm like, it's all right here. Why am I not
going to? I went to a buffet for breakfast this morning at the hotel.
Did you?
It's great.
Did you have beans?
Did not do the beans.
In Canada, do you do beans
yeah.
for breakfast? Oh, okay.
Yeah. Right. You so could. It's beans on toast. Some people do beans on toast.
Oh, yeah. That's a big thing here. Yeah. American artists are always like, why do you have beans for breakfast?
I think it's like an English thing.
Yeah.
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 And I mean, I grew up, I mean, in Canada, at least, a lot of my family's, you know?
Yeah. And the Commonwealth, you share, you know, beans on toast. And beans, I guess.
Exactly.
Jelly Roll, you opened up for Jelly Roll. That must have been a big moment.
Yeah, so cool. I mean, he's such a great dude. It's so crazy to see a guy that, you know, comes from a dark past and he's really like turned it around and made a lot of great things out of it and is inspiring a lot of people. So that was a totally different thing. You know, Nickelback was like the legacy act and has been around for 20 plus years. And how do you learn from that and keeping a career that long? And Jelly Roll's the other side of it, where it's like, here's a new artist that's taken off so quick.
Yeah.
How do they do that? How are they connecting with fans? How are they keeping fans?
And also he gives back so much.
He really does, yeah.
He's such a positive force.
He's very positive.
Speaking of catering, like, because I went to interview him when he was out on tour in Georgia. The barbecue, does he still do the barbecue?
Yeah, he did all sorts of
things. He's on a health kick now, so he might not be doing the barbecue.
No, he always had healthy options, but there was a little bit of everything. His catering was great.
So this is a part of your plan now, international, I'm assuming, because, and also we're at such a peak point in country music, not just in the US, but in the UK.
Yeah.
Like we're just spoilt for choice over here.
It's great.
And obviously having been before and now you're back and the reception that you're getting here, presumably you won't be leaving it too long before you come back again.
No, I mean, that's always been my goal is just like you said, like international and whatever that means. And, just so grateful to be here. The fans last time here were awesome.
Well, I remember introducing you on stage at the Royal Albert Hall and how excited people were to see you. And I guess the only thing that really people were knowing at that point was Single Again.
Yeah.
You hadn't been before, but the reception you got was just immense.
So awesome.
I'm so excited to see what it's like this time around.
It's going to be great. I'm looking forward to it. And yeah, just always very, very grateful, to come back and share stories and hang out and
see the Lion King.
I better be going to Lion King tonight.
You should go to the Lion King. You're going to love it.
All right.
You know the songs already.
Yeah. I mean, some of them.
Don't sing along.
Don't sing. I will not. I'll be dialed in watching.
Yeah, be focused on that giraffe. Josh Ross, good to see you.
Good seeing you.
I'll see you soon.
Thank you, guys.
The Country Music Talk Podcast from Absolute Radio Country.
An in-depth look behind the scenes at the world of country music.
Thanks for listening to the podcast. We'll have another dropping soon for y'all, so don't forget to keep it country.
If you enjoy the Country Music Talk podcast, chances are you'll also enjoy Absolute Radio Country. It's the place where real music matters, and we love country music just as much as you do. You'll find us online on the free Absolute Radio app, on digital radio throughout the UK, or just ask your smart speaker to play Absolute Radio Country.